Hey, if you like age play or really extreme content, please email me from now on. Also, there's one guy who commissioned something from me, and I have it for you. It involves a lot of blowjob noises. You know who you are. You're going to want to contact me at my new email because I've got the file for you. I'm taking down all of my age play content and all of my hebristophilia content, leaving only Monster Girls, Femdom, and some of the other stuff. And you have the guy who's been, I took yesterday off, so I didn't notice, but somebody decided it would be funny to send me a bunch of fucking death threats and threats about notifying my family and notifying the FBI. And I'm super fucking pissed off, and I don't need that shit in my life. And yeah, I'm letting him win. As far as I know, everything that I do is 100% legal. It's me sitting in a room masturbating. I'm not actually attracted to real children. It's mostly me working out my issues with my fucked up childhood. But I'm just super fucking sick of this shit, okay? I don't need fucking death threats. I don't need people calling me names. Like, most of it is pretty fucking laughable, and I'll probably be doing hysterical literature of it, like posting it later today. But yeah, I've been thinking about doing this for a while because it makes me feel limited in the kind of content that I can produce, having this out here publicly and shoving it all behind a paywall, even though I feel kind of shitty about that because a lot of this really great stuff is scripts. If you're the author of a script and you would like a file, I will do my best to get that file to you free of charge because you fucking wrote it. But yeah, everything's coming down because I was gonna wait and, you know, get a website and stick it all up there and leave it all up and maybe do something like, hey, everybody grab content if you want it. But no, everything age play, everything extreme, all that stuff you love hearing from me that makes you feel like you're jerking off to a horror movie and gives you that good feeling of guilt and shame and misery. No, all of that's coming down today because some jackass decided, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, Zan. Everything's closed and you can't go to the bar and you've been looking forward to it. And also, we're just going to fucking claim that we're reporting you to the FBI and telling your family where you live and getting you arrested and hoping that you get fucking murdered in prison. And yeah, I'm mad. And I normally don't let this stuff get to me, but I'm really fucking pissed off. And I know that that person is winning and I don't care anymore. Okay? Like, I can't handle it. So, this isn't your problem and I don't need anything from you. But if you have a script that you wrote and you want a copy free of charge, let me know. Otherwise, I think I'm eventually going to take everything down and put some of the stuff that's a little more safe for public consumption up for sale for like a $2 fee each on my Night Flirt. And I'm really sorry. But, you know, I'm a really fucked up person. I am a survivor of a lot of really complex childhood trauma. And I am a survivor of a lot of really complex adult trauma. And I deal with it by imagining myself as a bad person instead of a victim. And I don't fucking need this shit from you people. You know, if you don't like my content, all you have to do is not fucking click on it. And I have like millions of posts and warnings about how you should never act on any of this stuff. But it's okay to jerk off to anything you want in your head where you can't hurt anybody. And it's way more common than you fucking jackasses want to believe, by the way. I get emails from people in all walks of life, some of them important public figures who I would never, ever, like, dox or turn on or anything. But yeah, human beings are really fucked up. And sometimes people just want to fantasize about being the worst person in the room. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. But if you guys are all going to fucking, no. I don't need people threatening, telling me they know where I live. This guy totally doesn't know where I live. Like, he's not even close in his guess, because he guessed that I live in a completely different part of the country than where I actually live. But I just, I'm fucking done. And you can all blame that guy, because fuck him. Fuck him in the fucking eyeball with a goddamn ice pick. No, ice pick lobotomy is too good for this motherfucker. Fuck him with a red hot poker in a fucking hole through his fucking belly button. And then with a horse cock. Once it's been all cauterized and opened up, why the fuck not? I don't like having my calm damaged, and it takes a lot. And I just, like, I'm going to keep working on this game that I'm working on with this guy, and I'm going to keep working on my Night Flirt account, and I'm going to keep posting audios, but from now on, they're all going to be femdom, and fucking, and all that shit is going to have to be commission only, and it's your fucking fault, because you couldn't fucking keep your shit together. And I strongly suspect that there may be an uptick in people who, I don't know, whatever. I'm just fucking sick of this shit.